Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma is located right now about 380 miles southeast of Miami, Florida, here between the north coast of Cuba and the southeast Bahamas. It's moving off toward the west now at about 14 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are at 155 miles per hour, making Irma a very dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Irma is going to move west-northwestward for the rest of today and tonight, and then begin to turn northward on Friday. And that's going to bring the track of the center close to and over the Florida Keys and then inland over Florida as we go through Saturday night and Sunday morning, bringing the core of the dangerous hurricane inland over Florida and then continuing moving northward through the Florida Peninsula Sunday night and into Monday, and then a weakening system moving into Georgia as a tropical storm and then weakening to a tropical depression late by the early next week over the Tennessee Valley and the southern Appalachians. We have a hurricane warning in effect for the southern portions of Florida, both the east and the west coast and the Florida Keys, as well as Lake Okeechobee. Everyone in this hurricane warning area needs to prepare for the core of a Category 4 hurricane moving inland over their area. We're not exactly sure where the core of Irma is going to move inland. It could move a little to the right of our forecast, a little to the left. So everybody in that hurricane warning area needs to prepare. Today is the day to prepare and get your preparations made. As tropical storm conditions are going to begin reaching Florida during the day on Saturday. We also have a storm surge warning in effect for generally the same area, the southeast coast of Florida and the southwest coast of Florida and the Florida Keys. We're particularly concerned about this area from Captiva down to Cape Sable, including the Naples area, Fort Myers. This is an area where we could see 6 to 12 feet of storm surge inundation as the center of Irma passes by and the northwest winds push the Gulf of Mexico water up onto the southwest coast of Florida. It's a very vulnerable area. You can see how far inland this pink shading goes in Fort Myers and Port Charlotte, showing that that storm surge can extend up into the rivers and bays in this region. Elsewhere in the storm surge warning area, we could see 5 to 10 feet of inundation in the Florida Keys and on the east coast of Florida, south of Miami into the area on the west side of Biscayne Bay and up along the coast of Broward and Palm Beach County. Again, as I mentioned earlier, tropical storm force winds are expected to first arrive in South Florida and the Florida Keys during the day on Saturday, then progress up into Central Florida by early Sunday, North Florida by late Sunday, and into southeastern Georgia by early Monday. So again, prepare this for the dangerous impacts from Irma, storm surge, very high winds, very heavy rainfall. If you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please do that. Do not leave yourself in a vulnerable position, as Irma is expected to bring widespread, life-threatening impacts over much of Florida. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the latest update on Irma.